The 68-team field has been announced. The bracket's filled out. March Madness has officially arrived, and they're celebrating March Madness over in Athens for the first time since 2015 and the 10th time overall. Georgia's in the NCAA tournament. Michael White's Bulldogs, the number 9 seed in the Midwest region. They'll get to play Thursday afternoon at 4:35. They'll match up with number 8 seed Gonzaga in an opening round contest. You win that one, more than likely you'll see the top seed Houston in round 2. The Dogs, 8 times this year, played top 10 competition in their games, the most of anybody in the nation. Georgia, a 20-12 record of those 32 games they played, 18 of those against teams in the NCAA tournament, so they're well prepared for the event. By the way, Auburn, the overall number 1 national seed, Duke, Florida, and Houston, the other number 1 seeds, and the SEC sets a record, 14 SEC teams in the tournament, most ever for one league. Only LSU and South Carolina didn't get an invitation. They'll have postseason play at Georgia Tech. The Jackets, for the 27th time, are in postseason action. And for the 10th time, they'll be in the NIT. Twice they've been the runner-up in that event in their past history. Georgia Tech will host Jacksonville State Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, in the opening round of the NIT. Jackets finished the year 17-16 and 8th in the ACC. The Gamecocks of Jacksonville State, their first ever NIT appearance. They were second in Conference USA. Lost in the championship game of the Conference USA tournament Saturday night up in Huntsville, Alabama, as Liberty beat them to win the automatic bid to the NCAA event. High school baseball, a couple of games on tap this afternoon. It's non-region play at Carroll where the Trojans host Campbell. It is region play for Villarrica. Game 2 of the series from East Paulding coming up this afternoon. Villarrica beat East Paulding game 1 of that series on Friday. It was their 14th straight victory. The Cats are 3-0 in region play following that Friday afternoon 6-3 victory. Some other games from over the weekend. Darlington in region play got a 5-run second inning, and that propelled them to a win over Bremen at 8-7. Harrelson County lost 2 at Pepperell. Dragons beat them 11-1 and 6-4. Temple, also a pair that they lose on the road to Model, 13-1, 5-1, the final in those two contests. Carrollton did get a region victory Friday. They stopped Westlake 6-5 the final. Trojans 10-5 overall, 3-0 in region play. And it was Bowden in non-region action, backing Radburn by a score of 19-4. For the Main Dealer Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Harris.